With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. In tonight's State of the Union address, President Biden hopes to demonstrate he's up to the task when many Americans have doubts about his age.
The White House says Joe Biden will be energized tonight for his big speech, and aides say the president would aim to prove his doubters wrong by flashing his combative side and trying to needle Republicans over positions he believes are out of step with the country, particularly on access to abortion. And according to prepared remarks released by the White House, the president tonight will promise to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee on Thursday unanimously approved legislation giving China's ByteDance 6 months to divest from short video app TikTok or face a U.S. ban. Congressman Mike Gallagher says TikTok, along with other applications owned by what he terms foreign adversaries, is a threat to American security.
We have 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans to introduce a bill that would prohibit TikTok from operating in the United States unless it severs its ties to ByteDance or any other entity controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
The 50-0 vote represents the most significant momentum for a U.S. crackdown on TikTok, which has about 170 million U.S. users, which had stalled over the last year amid heavy lobbying by the company. A United Airlines jetliner that lost a tire on takeoff has made a safe emergency landing in Los Angeles. Flight 35 left San Francisco and was bound for Osaka, Japan on Thursday. Instead, the plane made a safe landing at Los Angeles International Airport. On Wall Street, the Dow by 130 points, the NASDAQ rose 241, the S&P advanced 52. This is SRN News. There's increasing concern about the dwindling number of pastors in America.
A new study from Barna suggests that the church will experience significant turnover among pastors in the near future. Researchers learned that last year, only 17% of Protestant senior pastors are 40 years old or younger. The average age among pastors is 52. According to Barna's latest State of Pastors report, one quarter of pastors hope to retire within the next 7 years. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Christians are worried about religious tensions ahead of India's national elections in April and May. Mission Network News reports Voice of the Martyrs has reclassified India as a restricted nation. Under the current prime minister, India has steadily declined in democratic and religious freedom in the past 10 years. An official with Voice of the Martyrs says the government of India is the driving force behind the persecution of the church. SRN News. Turkish officials are reporting high rates of femicide in the country. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Last year, over 400 women were killed in Turkey by someone they knew, either a current or former spouse or other men that were close to them. That's according to the group that tracks gender-related killings, We Will Stop Femicides platform. The sister of one victim tells the AP her sibling would still be alive if Turkish authorities had enforced a restraining order on her sister's husband. Unfortunately, he was set free after violating the order and killed his estranged wife, Muhterem Efsil, the next day. I'm Karen Chamas.
A school head teacher in northwestern Nigeria says gunmen who attacked the school abducted 287 students as they were about to start classes. It marks the second mass abduction in the West African nation in less than a week. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.